Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Dave, are you okay? Are you doing okay?
I am safe, and I'm doing all right. It's a Monday, but I'm doing all right.
I don't know that anyone's ever responded to that question with "I am safe."
I felt like that was the appropriate response.
Okay, let me get this. This is a little bit of a parenting question for you. So I get a text message from my 18-year-old who is off at college in New York City. The text comes pretty early in the morning on Sunday. I knew that Saturday night he was going to be out with a friend of his girlfriend's, like this whole group of them, celebrating her birthday. So you know there's some, you know, college-aged shenanigans going on. Text message.
That I would not want to know about.
That's right. Yeah. I don't need the details. Don't need the details. Text message the following morning. Last night was unfortunate. Where does your mind go?
Oh, goodness.
Yeah, right.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
Right?
Yeah, that would. I mean, I guess I wouldn't assume the worst, because if they needed bail money, that would be in the lead. Or he's burying the lead.
Right? Would it be?
And then asking.
Yeah.
I mean, bail money.
It's always a soft shoe with this one. Like, one of my children is very direct. The other would begin a conversation like, "What are you guys doing tonight?" as a very long way to getting around to some sort of like, you know, "I've quit college and moved to Bora Bora." I don't know. You know, it's always that.
There could be some strategy here. If he sets you up to think it's awful and then he says, "Well, no, I'm not actually in jail. I just want a car." And you're so happy that you don't have to bail him out. Think, "Oh, that's what you want? Sure, we'll figure that out."
Well, it's just his version of storytelling. It just was a long way to getting around to an unfortunate situation that happened to one of the people in their group. But, you know, like, oh, my God.
Okay.
We need to teach. So I know a lot of people.
Parents' problem.
That's right. That is exactly right. We need to teach our young people. I know there's a lot of focus in, like, trying to make them, you know, good communicators when it comes to job interviews.
Yeah.
And really, like, we need a little bit of, like, how to not freak your parents out when you text them education.
Unless that's what they're trying to do.
Yeah, that's true.
You know,
I was relieved.
Our kids are smarter than we give them credit for.
I was relieved that he was not in police custody. I got to be honest. Like that.
And you would have happily bought him a car if he wanted a car.
Maybe.
You would have said, "Yes, here's a car."
Maybe. If he had an ask, I probably would have been more inclined to say yes.
See?
Yeah.
Listen, he's playing checkers while everyone else is playing chess.
I think that explains. Yeah, I think it goes the other way.
Whatever the saying goes.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. I'm over here playing solitaire or old maid or something. It's just completely wrong. All right, let's talk women's sports. We talked a little bit about women's sports with Kate. Some of the Caitlin Clark appearance on SNL this weekend, which was very good. Obviously, she's going to go number one in the WNBA draft tonight. Any thoughts on what the Lynx will do?
Well, it's interesting because they trade out of that spot. I think they had seven now, and they go to eight when they make that deal yesterday.
Right.
So it makes
huge. What a game changer from seven to eight.
Well, but it could be if you're trying to avoid picking somebody that you don't want to pick. And that's something that I read today, that there's and I don't know if this is true,
right,
but maybe perhaps whoever is slated at seven, if it's Angel Reese, I don't know. You just don't feel like, even though she's a phenomenal basketball player, maybe that's not the right fit for your team, rather than passing or taking someone else, that you just say, "You know what? I know you guys want her. So
you
go ahead.
Her.
We'll drop down and pick who we want."
Yeah. And it's
usually
it's not the biggest
like
need.
The
challenge for the Lynx is their need is at point guard, and obviously the point guards will be gone. the marquee ones anyway, by the time you get down to the links. So you can see where they might, you know, they're going to add some depth no matter what from this pick.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know if it's going to be a game changer.
It probably won't be a game changer. And these, you know, more than any other draft, I think WNBA and NBA is so, it's so interesting because it's such a small draft. I mean, you can only take so many players. So,
right.
Which also really shrinks your margin for error. You have to hit on everybody when you draft in the NBA or WNBA. You don't have a chance to you know, have to have a sixth or seventh rounder not pan out for you because you're never going to get there.
Right. Dave Schwartz with us, co-host of The Huddle on Sundays here on CCO. Was the Timberwolves loss yesterday, you know, on your I'm now freaking out about the Wolves in the playoff meter? Is it a 1 meaning, this is not that big of a deal, or a 10 meaning this season was a mirage and the Wolves are going to lose in one round?
You mean a 10 being the average Minnesota sports fan?
10 is for sure where the temperature is of Timberwolves Nation today.
Yes. I'm probably at about a 6 or a 7 for a couple reasons. One, Phoenix is really – this is the one team we talked about this yesterday that I think as Wolves fans didn't want to see, right? They had already beaten them pretty good. And this is common in all sports. It's really difficult to beat a team 3 times in one season, even in basketball. And not so you would expect somewhere along the way that the Wolves would get the better of them. And last night would have been it. But it's not even close. And so this is kind of difficult now to understand how – after it clearly it seems like the Suns know what the key is to beating the Timberwolves, and that is making sure that forcing them into turnovers. You know, they have got to take care of the ball better. It's just as simple as that. That starts with Anthony Edwards. You got to take care of the ball, and they have got to play more sound basketball against them in the series, or else, I mean, I hate to say it, but yeah, there's a danger here for a huge upset, because if you can't do it on the final day of the season when you have a chance to at least get a share for the top spot, that's not a good look. That to me shows it's just a little worrisome. If you can't get up for that game, you know, what are you going to get up for?
I'm a huge Timberwolves fan, and I think the Suns should be the favorite in this because they've had the Wolves number. And the Wolves haven't had an answer. And they not only did they not answer, they got destroyed. The Suns put up 44 points in the first quarter yesterday. I mean, this thing was over right away. It was very disappointing.
When I read today that they have not gotten within double digits of being you know, down in any of the games in the second half. So, I mean, they're really closing out games well.
Did you watch the Masters at all? Be honest.
I didn't. We actually talked about it yesterday. Yeah. I didn't watch a lot. I watched some highlights. It was also a beautiful weekend. So
it was gorgeous.
A lot of outside work to do. So, but I watched a little. I watched the highlights. I saw, you know, Scottie Scheffler really kind of take it
home.
Does
watching the highlights count?
We didn't talk about this
yesterday. Watching the highlights count as watching? I don't know the rules these days, you know.
I think it's the smarter way, frankly, to watch. Especially when it's 75 degrees.
Yeah, that's fair.
In April.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
I watched. How about this? I was poo-pooing. This is classic me. I was saying that to Chad that who cares about the Masters, right? Like, do we need every middle-aged kind of man on Twin Cities radio to be, like, losing their mind about the Masters? Who cares? And then what am I doing come 5 o'clock on Sunday watching as Scottie Scheffler holds off a late surge? Max Homa so excited. Like, all of a sudden, I'm all in. Just, you know, it's easy to get caught up in the pageantry.
Is it is, and that's what it is. It's the pageantry of it. It's the history of it. I don't think that we did talk about this yesterday, that the PGA, and I think that this is true, that they're still trying to find that next big star, and they won't, and will they ever find it with Tiger Woods?
No, nobody will be that big.
He's not. No, and you know, his influence on the game is arguably bigger than any other athlete to any other sport, I think, in terms of where it was before Tiger and where it was after.
Yeah.
I just don't know that there's been another athlete that's influenced. Maybe boxing with Mike Tyson. You know, boxing was not nearly as popular until he came on the scene. But every other sport, you know, you talk Wayne Gretzky, hockey was still an interesting sport. Jordan, basketball was basketball,
yeah,
even though he changed the game, was the biggest athlete in the game.
It's an individual sport,
right? Of where it was at the end.
Yeah. The difference, maybe. You have stars in these team sports, but it's different on the individual basis. Yeah. Are you going to join me in protesting CBS for cutting off Billy Joel a little bit early last night? I mean, I'm making up the picket signs. They cut off 2 minutes, and I do not know. How am I supposed to know how the Piano Man ended? I don't know.
Came on,
I have no idea.
What came on after? Like what,
news, right
what
to the news. Right to the
listen.
You know,
you got to hit that number. You know, you got to hit that 5750.
Right.
5759, 5859. That's when the newscast starts.
The outrage today
is people.
Yeah. It made me glad that I'm not the weekend anchor anymore. Like those weekends where you're sitting there waiting for golf to end or whatever live sports.
Yeah.
And then somehow
they
interrupt a pre-taped concert. It wasn't even a live event.
Yeah,
they just screwed up.
Did you call and complain?
Well, I'm organizing a protest. We're going to have all sorts of CCO listeners and Billy Joel fans. And, you know, we'll do it early in the afternoon, obviously. You can't have a protest too late with the Billy Joel crowd. So it'll be fine.
It sounds like a great use of your time.
I mean, that really sums up this segment, don't you think? Just great use of your time. Dave, thank you.
It is. Anytime, buddy.
There he is. Dave Schwartz on CCO.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.